Thank you, ma'am. Our next patient is going to be Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A. Last name is A-N-Q-U-I-A-N-O. A-N-G-U-I-A-N-O, Sylvia. She was born 5/20/85. This is 1/21/22. She's here today for a wellness check as well as complaints regarding swelling in her extremity around her periods, weight gain of 6 pounds, diarrhea, next number is abdominal pain off and on, next number is leg pain, I think that's it. This is a 36-year-old woman who lives with her husband with 2 children, been pregnant twice. Her period was 2 weeks ago. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's a hairdresser. She does a lot of standing up. Allergy, none. Immunization, COVID-19 immunization is up to date. Surgery, cholecystectomy, eye surgery. Medical problems, none. Medication only, birth control pills. Patient's periods have been pretty normal as far as the amount of bleeding and days of bleeding concerned. Family history, hypertension. And mother, father is healthy. Weight up 6 pounds, 138, 99, 98.4, 16, 55, 109 over 71. Heart pulse, some positive feelings, a clear abdomen softness, which of these conditions was natural because of the initial logical non-focal. Assessment number 1, increased weight, diet and exercise discussed. Number 2, slight increase in cholesterol, recheck. Number 3, leg pain, no sign of DVT or PVD was noted, especially in face of edema. This most likely is related to her work. We talked about shoes. Type of shoes she needs to wear, a pad she needs to stand on, and a support hose. Next number is abdominal pain with eating. Patient status post cholecystectomy. It's more of a diarrhea and bloating. It happens with certain food. We talked about dumping syndrome and possibility of using cholecystyramine. That's cholestyramine, sorry. C-H-O-L-E-S-T-Y-R-M-I-N-E for diarrhea, but she doesn't believe the pain. The symptoms are bad enough to require any treatment. Next number, echocardiogram, no change from last year. Next number is no sign of DVT noted. Next number is otherwise abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, she has had a strong family history of stroke in the past. Put that in there. And because of that, we looked at her carotid again compared to 2 years ago. There's no significant change, only minimal atherosclerosis noted and calcification within the carotid lumen. Thank you.